Hi, my name is Madeleine Burma, and I'm again sitting on a broken tree. It seems not to have been cut off, but to have really been broken by a storm. I think it's beech in the woods. My dog's looking at me. And the subject that's coming up is stress. And more specifically, what a high level of stress does to the body. Increases of adrenaline and other hormones in different parts of the body. A couple of nights ago, I was involved in finding and chasing someone who had smashed a window of a neighbor in my neighborhood. His car, his van, his work van, one of the windows had been smashed. And I came across him at midnight, taking the dog out. It was a very hot summer day. And he parked his van in the middle of the road, which was odd. So when he got out, I asked him, I said, "What's up? Are you looking for something? Can I help you?" And he told me how his windows had been smashed and that he was looking for the guy who was supposedly still around. And my system, physical, mental, went on alert. I looked around, my mind focused on this one thing. I knew him, or I know him, and I wanted to help. It was quiet in the streets because it was midnight, so there weren't many people around. And immediately a thought struck, like an idea, a light bulb, that said, hey, this perpetrator might be in one of the back alleys that's connecting all the different streets behind our gardens. Kids play there, cats roam around. That's how people get into their houses, via the back doors, the back garden gates. So still relatively calm, he and I walk towards one of the entrances of one of those back alleys. And part of my bushcraft training involved trying to look for odd patterns in nature, things that stand out, like a weird-looking color or movement or lines that might indicate either a person or animal trackings. And I'm by far versatile in that. If anything, not at all, but I did pay attention when our instructor spoke about how odd-looking patterns are indicators of something that may not be natural. And it was two or three houses along that I spotted the perpetrator hiding in a front yard against the wall of the house, trying to make himself invisible in the bushes, but because of doing that, the bushes were moving in an odd way. And I yelled, because my neighbor was a few steps ahead, and said, "He's here." The perpetrator got up, started running. And then the night events evolved, and we tried to catch him. I couldn't run very far because my dog's injured. My neighbor, his physical shape and condition wasn't good enough, so the guy got away. And a few moments later, the police were circling the neighborhood in a car. More people showed up, nephews of my neighbor. And give or take 45 minutes. All things quieted down again. It was close to 1 o'clock. And I finished my round with the dog and tuned in to the trees again, the silence of the night. And the owls, we have a young brood of owls in a neighborhood, two young ones. You can hear them screaming for food. And they're making their first short flights from tree to tree. And at that moment, I started paying attention to my body, and I could feel how I was still very calm and, in a way, relaxed. But at the same time, a rush of adrenaline had moved through my body. And it was active around my heart and lung center. And observing it made me realize that actually almost pushed forward a train of thoughts. And the train of thoughts kind of seemed to accelerate the effect of the adrenaline. And I was observing it. Thoughts like, what if? What if I'd been running? What if I didn't have the dog with me? What if? And all those what if scenarios, which the mind can do very well, showed me that they impact my emotions, my physical hormones, my sense of being, my ability to relax in the present moment. And the minute I'd identify with one of the thoughts or got really hooked up on this still slightly quickened heartbeat, I was out of the present moment. And the minute that I connected again to the here and now, all of the stress fell away. No more accelerated heartbeat. Completely quiet in the body, able to see thoughts come and go, no more emotions of either anger of why did the guy do this, or upset that we didn't catch him. And it was an interesting experience to vividly sense what and how the relationship between thoughts, emotions, and physical hormones due to not being in the present. And then that's almost like me not just physically chasing a perpetrator, but also emotionally chasing a train of thoughts or thoughts chasing hormones. It just becomes one big fancy fair of all kinds of elements that take me away from right here, right now. And the difference between the relaxed state of here and now and the hyperactive mode of witnessing my heartbeat, my thoughts, my emotions. That was an interesting difference. And this stress moment was caused by an external event where somebody physically did something that we're not supposed to do as far as the agreements we've made with one another in this world. At least, that's what I think we did, that you don't destroy what is somebody else's. But stress can also happen because of internal triggers, a trauma trigger, an emotional trigger, a thought that pops up in the machinery, in the factory, in the mind factory. And we link onto it, we hold onto it, and woof, off we go. And we have a choice. And it's almost that same choice, that same moment as there is between an in and out breath. Moment, out breath. And that's our ability to respond in that split second. What do we do? What do I do? And not just in physical activities, but also in what happens inside of us. Because about halfway through the events of the night, I found myself alone at a corner in our neighborhood. My neighbor had run off, still trying to catch him. And I heard all sorts of sounds in the front yards of the various neighbors. And another thought popped up. This might not be wise, standing here on your own as a woman with somebody who is able to smash a window. Who knows what else he may do? And yes, the dog is with you, but the dog is injured. So maybe self-care is important. Self-protection, self-preservation of at least this physical existence that I intend to keep up a little longer. And it made me move to the middle of the road to be visible in the lights of the road lights. It made me move closer to homes where I knew people were present because lights were still on. And yet even in that situation, I had a choice to either be to associate completely with fear or to keep noticing what was going on and what would be a wise response to the situation. And that moment we have between our in and out breath, between an event and our response, is almost like an aid. It's an entrance into presence, into being, into this particular moment. And it's very similar to me now sitting here, not moving. And one by one, these beautiful tiny birds are showing up. Each on a different branch. And because of my non-moving, they're approaching. One by one, there's five now. And my invitation to myself and to you is to pay more attention to that moment between an in and out breath, between an action and a reaction. And to use that opportunity as an invitation to dive into presence, into self, into being. Happy being.